Many have argued that the war against Iraq was a war of choice, not of necessity. Many believe that anti-American wrath throughout the Muslim world is a dangerous consequence of that war. Many others argue that the war and the U.S. occupation are helping al-Qaeda promote what it wants most of all, popular uprisings against Muslim countries allied with the United States and, in their place, the creation of violent 14th century theocracies across the Middle East. It is one thing for armchair quarterbacks to offer such a grim analysis, but it's quite another when it comes from a man who was America's top counterterrorism chief and served every president from Gerald Ford through George Bush II. That man is Richard Clark, whose book, Against All Enemies, takes the reader through unheeded warnings about the growing threat of al-Qaeda, the Bush administration's almost religious fixation on Iraq, and into a future possibly as dangerous as the Cold War, if not more so. Clark argues that the war in Iraq was the wrong war, which is not making the U.S. safe from terrorism, as the president keeps saying, but instead more vulnerable. The right war, Clark says, would have been a robust one against Afghanistan immediately after 9/11. He chides the Bush administration for laying plans for the invasion of Iraq while taking 5 full months to mount a major U.S. troop assault against al-Qaeda's key positions in Afghanistan. The delay gave al-Qaeda leaders almost half a year to escape across the Pakistani border. One of the book's most striking arguments centers on Islamic fundamentalists, whose popularity has grown in proportion to popular rage against the U.S. invasion. If not checked, Clark says, the fundamentalists could ultimately topple the governments of Afghanistan, Saudi Arabia, and Pakistan, a catastrophe that would likely turn each country into another base of terror against the United States. One of those states, Pakistan, is armed with nuclear warheads. Just what we need, a real axis of evil, along with Iran and possibly Syria, leaving us no ally in the Mideast except Egypt, for however long that might last. And we will have helped create this dangerous new world by starting a war against a nation that the bipartisan National Commission on 9/11 says was no imminent threat to us. Meanwhile, President Bush is drawing X's to the names of al-Qaeda leaders killed or caught, oblivious, apparently, to how the Iraq War is creating legions of terrorist revolutionaries to take their place and possibly remake the Middle East. This is Les O'Coin.